after all. Let's bring in Michael Gibson from David Gray Solicitors in Newcastle, who works in the criminal department, deals with a lot of motoring offences, including speeding. So, Michael, who's the typical speeder? Is there such a thing?
No, there's not such a person. I think the doctor's right. The majority of people that I deal with are men, but they're not really young. And they tend to be people in a bit of a rush and not necessarily familiar with the road that they're driving on.
I mean, what kind of reason can you have when it comes to the legalities? You know, we've heard excuses, oh, I needed a pee, from high-profile people. But what kind of excuses can plausibly be used for travelling at that speed?
Do you mean to avoid getting penalty points?
Yes.
Well, there is a legal rule that somebody can apply. It's called a special reason you have to satisfy that the reason does pass certain criteria, then the court has a discretion whether to give you the points or not. But usually it can be things like medical emergency normally.
Okay.
So if your wife went into labour in the car and you sped on the way to the hospital, not massively over the speed limit, but you know, yeah, 20%, 30% over the speed limit, you may avoid penalty points in those circumstances, as long as you don't put anybody else at risk.
Okay, and very quickly, how common is reckless driving here in the northeast, Michael?
Not massively. Speeding's a big thing, but it comes to light because there are a lot of cameras about now, and people get caught out more. But reckless driving, I mean, just driving too close to the car in front of you technically is careless driving. So a lot of people drive carelessly every day, but they never actually get caught or prosecuted for it because it's coming quite typical.
Thanks for speaking to us, Michael Gibson there from David Gray Solicitors in Newcastle.
Yeah, you mentioned cameras there, and earlier this week we were talking about cameras being installed on bus lanes in Newcastle. This went down a storm after 9 o'clock. And if you want to have a look at some of the comments on that, all you need to do is go to our Facebook page and add yours to the hundreds.